The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, I know. Because I can't get right. This is cutthroat. This burns as words pop from a snub nose. This Kurt Metzger and not give a fuck mode. Because I can't get right. Because I can't get right. Yeah. You're listening to Can't Get Right.
Hey, this is Can't Get Right with me, Kurt Metzger. We're back. I've been busy for a little bit since the last one, but the last one was a good one, you gotta admit. I mean, I apologize, it's been a while, but that was a good episode. So I'm gonna follow it up right now. I still don't have a studio. I know I said I was gonna try to do that, but I want to get Pasta and Steve here on, and I didn't know how to make that happen other than Zoom. So I apologize. As always, I start the show with an apology, and I apologize in advance for most of the show before we even do it. And I'm gonna say it to you sincerely, I'm sorry. Which is the Canadian way, so you know that I mean it. All right, so I got Craig Pasta Gardulo and Steve, what is it, Boykin?
Poikkanen,
some bullshit, I mean.
Yeah, some weird Finnish shit.
I hope Putin invades Finland when I hear that name. I just did their show recently, which is what, Pasta AM, what's it called?
Pasta AM Wake Up, yeah.
Oh, AM Wake Up.
But you can call it Pasta AM. I like it.
I thought your title should be Pasta for Breakfast? Question mark? And then the answer is yes. I'm an ideas guy, you know? Pasta comes on the Jimmy Dore show from time to time. And he has a great show. Are you a Rockfin too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Steve, I love, because I told him this before, he looks like in a zombie apocalypse, the gun store guy that you you know you're gonna need him.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna fit that description. Yeah,
you're gonna find a way to get him some food and some water over there. He's alone. He's got the guns. He's got the ammo. You've got the survivors. It might not work, but you got to try. That's what it comes down to. And is your guys' show like overall like political stuff, or is it just like? Because I don't even know. First of all, my podcast is not good. I can't say that enough. That's why I call Can't Get Right. And, you know, the stuff we talk about on Jimmy's show, I feel like a bunch of people on Gas Digital don't even give a shit about it, but I might be misjudging. Dave Smith's on here, so I guess people follow, but because I wanted to make fun of Breaking Points, but who gives a shit about Breaking Points, dude?
I mean, there's a certain class of people that give a shit about Breaking Points. 100%.
They listen to my podcast.
Yeah. I'd also,
by the way, I message him sometimes. I like that dude.
Man, we try to do a lot of things at once, but we have 3 hours to do it. So we talk about usually stuff that happens upstream from politics. Politics is kind of like people following orders after, you know, richer, more powerful people tell them what the hell to do.
Yeah.
So we focus on that. We bring on people that we like or we would like to hear from or are way smarter than us so we can ask them questions. We bring on people that are already doing stuff outside of the system in general, have solutions for how to live a little bit more freely each and every day. And we have apocalypse prep and dick jokes. So it's a
lot. Do you guys have apocalypse prep?
Yeah.
Craig, do you know apocalypse prep stuff?
No. Oh, these guys are more like Steve is more the apocalypse prep guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know it. I was imagining me and him on a roof together. We're holding a 308 rifle.
I've spent quite a bit of time living off grid before. I would like to get back to that. I don't know. The whole reason I'm doing what I'm doing is because I would like to dive fishing on my own property, you know, eventually. So
like Fredo?
sure. Sure.
Like Fredo in The Godfather?
Is that how he went? Is that,
he died fishing on his own boat.
It's been a minute, man. I'd like to die fishing, at least like on my own deck. Like that Uncle would be
Fredo,
cool.
Like Uncle Fredo, you're going fishing and just rode him out.
And then if you could, just set the fucking boat on fire. Just do that. Just set it on fire. Like as soon as I thought, he went. Okay.
Well,
and
these
then
are all
set the boat on
masculine
fire.
Goals, but I feel personally. Did you guys, you reminded me, did you ever watch Doomsday Preppers when it was on?
A little bit.
Oh, I loved it because here's the one thing that I've learned, first of all. It was like 2013 or 12, maybe it was on. Only white people are preparing. And you have to be like white, like not even, I don't even know if I even qualify for that kind of, it's like freckle white, you know? And they're only preparing, they would find these preppers. And the thing is, they were all only preparing for like one really specific event that they were going all in on, you know, like it's going to be, what's the thing where the power goes out? It's like the pulse, like electromagnetic pulse or okay. something with it. But it's like, is that really prepared? You just picked one, you know, like let's say it's not a Sharknado, how the end comes. And then you just, that's all you prepared. But right. There's probably a lot of it was fake, I guess.
Well, I think that I would hope that there would just be sort of a general let's stock up on things we find important. You know, what about ways to filter water, get some, you know, blood and ways to do blood transfusions, because that's going to be important. Maybe, you know, find somebody who knows rudimentary medical skills, have a bunch of seeds.
Well, that's no problem. I know a lot of drug addicts, and I'll tell you what, if you need people with rudimentary medical skills in a pinch, you can't do better than a collection of druggies.
No kidding.
All kinds of first aid and when to put someone in a tub of ice, shit like that. You know, when
find
to,
you a hood nurse.
You know, when to go to the hospital, when to leave them by the dumpster and let... Craig, when you first came on Jimmy's, I got the impression you were in Brazil because you were talking about the Brazil election.
I was.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Can you hear me out of this microphone? Is everything good right here?
Yeah, I can hear you. I couldn't tell if you could hear me because you don't have headphones.
It's not going on the screen for me whenever I speak. That's the thing. I don't know. Or maybe I'm shut out.
You're good, buddy.
Oh, I hear you.
It might not show your own screen, but I hear you. You're good.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I was in Brazil the first time because that's what I do. Like, you know, we have two shows, both of us, and the Combo Couch is the one I've been doing for 5 years.
Mm.
And that's my partner, Fiorella, who's in. She's in Russia right now. She took a job with RT. So
no shit.
And then I started this other show with Steve. So we both took two jobs now. So
how much is Putin paying to betray your country?
I wish we were getting a fucking check. You know what I'm saying? I really wish we were. I mean, but that's been a sore subject right now. Like there's been people who have gone out there in particular like that, you know, friends of ours that have kind of like attacked me, you know, saying that what she did it, when she did it. But really, to tell you the truth, regardless of what happened, her feelings and her thought process, her ideology, nothing's changed, you know?
Dude, I don't understand how the fuck I'm supposed to be loyal. Like, how I'm supposed to be loyal in this thing as if, like, I am living in Ukraine. Or like, this is, like, not... For somebody to get mad like that is so bizarre because this... I'm like, what am I supposed to just be mad for this person that you claim you kind of know is in a fight with this other... And I don't really, like... Yeah. I don't want to be like casual about all these people getting killed, but like, I don't care. Like I can't even understand someone. How could you talk with the enemy of Ukraine? What are you talking? Like, I don't, whenever people say, I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't believe you that you even think this.
Well, you know, this is how you know, this is how you know right off the bat that they don't do their own thinking. That's just flat
but
out the case.
These are
that's
old
not
people,
someone-
dude. This is what I can't believe, because when Iraq happened, I was in New York in 9/11. It made perfect sense to me that we got to invade Iraq, a place next to the place where it wasn't even the people that did it, and that was going to help somehow. I was right on board, because I was like, yeah, somebody's got to blow up. You know, I was pretty like a bunch of people were around me. Okay, so it's not like I'm fucking sharp or something about shit. It's just after you watch that shit. So I remember... Like, there's a moment around before I met Jimmy, like, little things that would bother me, but I remember being, like, I had to Google if we were still in, like, Afghanistan or Iraq. Like, I didn't, it's like, did that end? Whatever happened with that? And I was like, why do I not know that? And I Googled it. I'm like, you know, just, like, hit me, like, how the fuck, like, you left the oven on and just forgot about it for 10 years feeling. And that's, like, really eerie. I'm like, why do I not know this, but I know everything about what some fucking person tweeted about another fucking tweet. I know every detail of that. And it's like, I was already disturbed by that general shittiness of me before that, but I was like, what the fuck, dude? So now, I don't know how anybody, at least with Iraq, I saw real people in person who were passionate and putting yellow ribbons on trees and shit, you know? And we were actually involved in that war directly. Like, it's almost like you don't have to manufacture consent. You don't even have to bother to manufacture consent. You just get some bots and they're like, guess what? You're totally on board with this. Like, there's none of the, it's like no dinner first before they put you in the thing. And if I could see that, it blows my mind. Somebody my age would be like that kind of stupid, to call a Kaepernick kneel for the flag salute kind of emotion they're having at someone because they got to, Lee Camp, I know from years ago, you know, Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was one of the, you know, I give it to him because back then he was one of the only people as consistent that this was a bad idea. And he was right. Everything he said that I was like, yeah, shut up, Lee. He was right about every single fucking thing I said. And I know that dude, you know, it's not like I don't constantly watch Lee, but somebody was like downing him to me like a few years ago that he was like a Russian something. And I'm like, no, that dude's just consistent. That's all he did. Like, I mean, if you like him or don't like him, I saw him have the same opinion. And I know I was wrong back then when he had it, and he hasn't changed it. But you're supposed to, I don't know, how conscious do you think that is of people, you know, to do that? Like, how consciously are they going? Yeah.
Can I say something, Steve? You mind if I jump in, buddy? Okay. So, you know, I mean, I'm thinking about this too. And, you know, I'm thinking about a lot right now about what's in people's minds, the conditioning, the programming, the way they are. I don't know if you saw it, but I just recently put up a tweet where I went down to the Clark County Commission's officer where they were verifying the election. And, you know, they had this group of people in there and they had the shirts on and it was like, count every vote. And you tell who they are. They're like, you know, shit libby progressives that just can't think for themselves, that are just following the sheep.
Were they not going to count the votes? I thought they were like, you know, I'm so not understanding of the sloganeering that I thought you meant they were like, you know, like right wing.
That's a left wing thing. Count every vote became a left wing thing since they did mass universal mail out. Because it's, and this is what I said yesterday, you can count every vote. It's different than count every ballot. Count every ballot is not count every vote because every ballot might not be a legitimate vote, especially when you have a mass mail out system.
Oh, it has to be decided that it's a vote legitimately, and then it's what it is?
Well, that's the thing that they're arguing about.
I've never voted, by the way.
Well, what happens is that they've always had mail-out ballots for quite some time, but you would have to request a mail-out ballot, right? You'd have to go and say, give me a mail-in ballot. This is my ID. Put your information, and they send you a ballot. For COVID, in many states, they did mass mail-out ballots. In other words, you didn't have to request it, but if you were on the voter rolls, they're just going to send out a ballot. But these voter rolls aren't clean or properly kept. So how many people you think are on those voter rolls that have died, that have moved, especially like in L.A. and Las Vegas?
That never happens.
Yeah. Oh, so when you move, Kurt, you call the election official and go, hey, remove me off the list.
No, my friend was telling me she gets like two ballots like wrong for some reason. And it's her name spelled different on one. Like, that's the thing. Like, I always thought, just since I saw elections go on since I was young, there's always a fucking issue. And one side's like, you're not legitimate. I mean, I guess Obama and Romney, I don't remember people saying Romney really won. I remember them being like upset he didn't win, the people that wanted him. But yeah. I remember like the Al Gore thing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize when people talk about that, you know, because I'm only like, how do you, are you not conscious of like watching everybody go, he's not the real president, and it should have been me. And we play a clip of Chelsea Clinton on The View, okay, which like, imagine that amazing meeting. And they were talking about it, and she said the thing that I realized, what she goes, somebody brought it up about, what do you say to that when they all deny it? She goes, what you mean my mom, I think my mom conceded the day of. They're only thinking about it in terms of conceding, calling up and saying you won the day of, and not any like afterward, any kind of, this whole thing was a lie and it's a fraud. That's actually fair game. He didn't do the thing.
Yeah.
It was, she, I don't want to say she let it slip because it, but I
it just gets hard to bullshit at that. It gets hard to bullshit when you get to that point. I mean, how could you, like, I tell Steve, I'm like, Steve, like you're talking to me like Michael Scott, make me up a fucking lie that I can sell. Like really, like literally, like I'm a fourth grader, right? Like, do that.
Well, you know what? Then I'm like, okay, so you're saying your mom's saying that Trump was not really the president the whole time. That's not the thing of it's the thing that she conceded. She did the right thing and conceded. And it, like Al Gore did the right thing. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Do you understand what you're saying right now? Like, you think, and that's the whole mindset. If you really thought the worst man in the world, Donald Trump, the most evil crisis January 6th man who's ever lived is the president, and you knew he was a fraud, but you conceded just to make it like nice for the status quo. Like, do you think that's a respectable, if you genuinely thought it was stolen, why would you? So that's the irony is Trump genuinely thought it was like he had like conviction. Like, no, if I think it's wrong, you're supposed to be the type of person. It's just, that's like the deep programming. Like, of course you're going to maintain the status quo because this is too important. Like they all have that built in. And that's the, I think like the unconscious part is that is like, it's a, cause I just seen it for so long, dude. It's a foregone conclusion that my career, that's like the AOC interview. Well, with Ryan Grimm, I was talking about where it's all like, oh, of course I'm worried about my career first and my something future. Of course, like I can't jeopardize my career and that whatever that doesn't even come up. Right. So it's like be an adult. And that's what being an adult means. It's like if you're in the mafia, any of those kind of things.
I just want to point out that when they first introduced us to this Instagram model slash probable spook and told us that she was going to be a Congress critter, she said, I only want to be in office for 2 years.
Yeah. No, I know. She said literally like, the opposite.
That was for marketing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why the, like the new politicians are getting like hotter, but the actors are getting uglier. It's kind of getting,
the actors figured out that if you get into politics at the right age, you can go until you're literally 179 years old.
Well, they figure it out. They're not bright. They're not bright, but a lot of their people, I mean, a couple people I know are like operators where that's why I love this FTX thing. Which, by the way, Upper Echelon Gaming, I think, is the channel. This guy does like really good thorough stuff on that, that FTX collapse.
Yeah,
and he really, you know, because I think it's all intertwined with everything of Ukraine, whatever. But he's actually very like careful to not. He just gives you all the things he finds and doesn't make inferences on it. And it's wild, dude. They're doing a full court. Like the interviews with him now, the articles about that guy, what's his name? Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah. The softball's dude, there. You want to talk about some softballs.
Dude, they didn't give the Theranos bitch that kind of treatment.
No.
They gave her 11 years, bro.
No. After it all came out, they didn't give her, and this is at the height of, I mean, she tried to use that defense of like, the Amber Heard her way out of it, but they weren't giving it to her like that. This kid, they're making it like, oh, he's like little Josh. He didn't mean it. He's going to like, he's so, how do you write a puff piece in the New York Times about this now?
But it might be the biggest scam of fucking scams. Like, it's like, this is like ridiculously huge. I mean, well, that's this has implications of the WEF and freaking
COVID. His whole family. Each one
it's
is
like,
that's how you know it's not, you know, like people like joke, say shit about Skull and Bones or whatever. But really what it is it's like, if all the comedians that you knew were the most powerful people on earth and they're all connected, you know, it's just that. So same way Madoff, it's an affinity scam. Madoff was going after like other Jewish people. And so they're like, oh, he's a good Jew. And so, that, you know, that's usually get scammed people from their own thing. It's called an affinity scam. And this is a rich people affinity scam. That's how fucking WeWork. Remember the WeWork guy? Remember WeWork? Dude, will you just find WeWork? It just shouldn't be hard to find the guy from WeWork, and he's like, I think always barefoot with like a headset, and it was all, he's this eccentric guy, and he was pitching like renting office space as a tech startup, and you know, he was just into goofy yoga kind of shit, so he would charm like the Gwyneth Paltrow set, and like, oh, he's amazing, he doesn't wear shoes, he smells all the time, and he talks like, oh, really positive, and you're gonna have this off. Meanwhile, nobody's noticing, like, this is not a tech company, it's a real estate company. It's crazy that you're not noticing that there's, but he took this and pitched it like a tech thing and scammed everyone and got to keep the money, he's starting right back up again. You never heard? You must have heard of it.
Yeah. But I haven't heard about this guy. I don't know why I haven't. Maybe if I see him and.
That's all it takes, dude, to make, you can make a good living if you figure out the dumb shit rich people like to hear and think. I mean, people have done it. Dude, most of Hawaii, that's like the careers, is like some cockamamie thing that you do for rich people, like their sound therapy or something. Like way more fruity than California. Like
you are so correct. I had a buddy who, I lived in the Santa Cruz Mountains for a number of years, and I had a friend who was knew a couple of people in Kauai, and they were like,
yeah, Kauai specifically too.
They go. Everybody's getting drunk around a campfire one night, and they're like, bro, I guarantee you, if you go down there with the fucking didgeridoo, you can wind up being somebody's personal sound therapist. And within like 8 months, he was.
Dude, that's really funny. You just got to bring a didgeridoo and a dream to Kauai.
Well, and you have to have the look. You had to, like, there's a description that you need to fit.
Sound therapist? Wait a second.
Yeah. I'm just making that up.
No, that's legit. There's people who go and they play specific instruments, and it's, but they're,
oh, really?
There's these like, hot tub places all over Santa Cruz where they have in-house.
Hawaii's beautiful, dude. I mean, Kauai especially. In fact, all my Jehovah Witness books when I was a kid, where it's like they promise you would live in paradise on earth after God wipes all of you guys out.
Us, yeah.
You know, I mean, I want you to live, but I don't decide.
Wait, in your religion, if I commit to Jehovah, am I in, or do I have to be born Jehovah?
Oh, you're in. I mean, you do have to, like, live up to the thing to your best, you know, like, you got to be a Christian. But yes, and they show pictures of this paradise. It's like a multiracial garden paradise, and you're like playing volleyball with a dolphin. I don't know if you've ever seen the illustrations, but they're very like, and they were like, do you like, I knock on the door, I'm like, would you like to live in a place like this?
I've gotten like a few Rainbow watchtowers in my time.
Yeah, so all those pictures.
Watchtower, right?
Yeah, well, and the Awake. Yeah, and all those pictures I saw as a kid of what the future paradise, they were painting Hawaii. They were painting Kauai. I found that out later. Okay, so when I got to Kauai, I get there at night, it's pitch black. You know, I go to my cousin was getting married, and my aunt, you gotta like rent, don't go on a resort. Don't white lotus it. Go to get like a house, and they'll have like fruit trees. It's unbelievable. So I woke up the next morning, I look outside, and it looked like fucking Jurassic Park. I was crazy. There's like a mountain and a it was, I never seen. And I was like, wait, this looks like, and it dawned on me, that's what I'm looking at, is the thing, the promised paradise on God's earth. If you so, and they, by the way, Jehovah's Witnesses are very popular there, and some knocked on the door where I was staying, and they're like, would you like to live in a place like this? I'm like, you live in a place like this.
It's very popular. I don't have to give myself to God.
Please, can we just take a break so I can talk to the responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal? And I don't know what they are. That's your job to know what your state allows. Sorry. I'm here to see if you want to get high, legally super duper high, because maybe you live in a silly place where you can't get weed to get high. Well, that's where Delta 8 comes in from Yo Delta. Delta 8 is not the CBD. It's the other part that gets you high that they distill. And I don't know if you ever had Delta 8. I like their gummies. Here's what I'll tell you that I like, because they sent me a bunch. The gummies, especially like, I had like a week when I didn't feel like trotting out to the dispensary, and I'm like, I'm just going to survive off these Delta 8 gummies for my getting high needs. And they're good quality gummies, man. I had some Delta 8s. Somebody gave me a thing recently. I'm like, oh, this isn't even a thing. But definitely got high off those gummies. I very much like them. You know, like I said, for some reason, weed's not legal still everywhere. There's a whole nonsense thing. Maybe you live where Delta 8 isn't legal. I can't imagine why that would be. But usually you get Delta 8 because it's, you know, you can get it in smoke shops and shit too, but don't get it at a smoke shop. Get it at yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. I mean, I like the Yo Deltas and the Yo family. I enjoy their fine products, I got to say. YoDelta.com. Yeah, and so there's all these hilarious, you know, you could either make your own jewelry out of these rainbow seashells and shit. Also, I don't know how I'd be able to, 5 days is enough. You just want 5 days. Don't go 7 days, too much. Cause you're like, I could do this while I'm dead. Like it, you know, I still have like things I wanted to do
based off the literature. And
but if I had my mind a different way, cause I want, I would go the didgeridoo thing. In fact, I want to steal that idea, Steve, that you just said of taking a didgeridoo. I mean, that sums it up so beautifully. You show up, hey, who's this stranger with the, all you got to do, Steve, is just convert slightly your look, just slightly, to like more of a McConaughey.
Right, right.
More McConaughey more, redneck, just slightly more of that look.
More puka shells.
Dude, I think some puka shells on you would convert you from Boogaloo Boy to Didgeridoo Guru. If you could make a good living.
All right.
Yeah, don't have your hat. Maybe the top of your hair, put in like
Uncle
a ponytail.
Uncle Man Bun. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Man Bun. Okay. Puka shells. That's a great idea. A didgeridoo. And you just walk along in the beach just to play in your didgeridoo for folk. And you'll be invited to a lot of stuff.
I don't want to put myself like on an island. You know what I mean? Like, I think that being.
No, it makes you either go. I realize it'd become a beautiful hell. And your only joy you could get is showing people around when they visit, or methamphetamine, because there's a lot of please stop doing meth posters everywhere.
I don't really like a lot of people or meth, so this I'm seeing downsides.
Well,
now.
I'll tell you what, the good people of Hawaii ain't gonna know that the way you're dressed now. So you got to switch it up, get a didgeridoo.
The good people of Hawaii.
Okay, we're getting sidetracked because I keep trying to get this Brazil thing because remember when Craig, when I was you, because it was interesting you talk about that election shit, and I asked you at the time. Because what I think is really creepy is, and I went to all kinds of other countries, but now it feels like there's like a McDonald's-izing where the same kind of like corpo woke crap is part of their discourse. And it's what it sounded like with Brazil. And then like in England's like different now, dude. When I went, it was like 2011. It's almost like a parody of our stupid, like.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, like the color revolutions or whatever, those franchise fucking, it's so like franchisey and it's so transcendent of national borders, which is, you know, obviously there's a whole bunch of people. I'm not just saying it's the WEFs behind all of it, but it's the kind of people that are in that. And that's like our business. They always say liberal world order over and over again. You know, it's not my thing. And that's like, come on, our trade and our fucking trade, and that everything's like geared toward that. And so now they have to I think because these corporations are international, that like they now extend past everybody's borders. And so their like morals have to be yours no matter what country you live in now.
Well, I think it's also too conditioning to keep the people divided more than anything. Like you want people to go into their quarters.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part. That's a very good point. Yes.
And that's like the people at the when I went to the courtroom the other day, they reminded me of a lot of those people you asked about in Brazil. Like, you know, and Sao Paulo, you get in the streets, you get those, you know, the people, a lot of the people voting for Lula's, they're equivalent to the progressives. They're shit libby. They're, oh my God, they're inclusivity. They're, you know what I'm saying? Identify for whatever you want, that kind of thing. It's just the same cultural bullshit, you know? And then when you get into
that's what's weird. Because when you travel, the good thing was seeing different people's culture. I always like going to another country and seeing what their local divided bullshit is.
Yeah.
Because it gives you a good. It shows you how provincial, like any like racism you would ever have had in your life is. It's so local. And then outside of it, it's like a complete, like, that's what I always liked about going to other places. They've actually packaged the same racisms and sent them around. Like the George Floyd marches in UK. I don't get that at all. I was there. It's the most this is one of the coolest things about UK when I was there was how like fucking interracial it is. Like, I mean, I won't get into all the story. I've told it before, but it was not, and black people there were not just called black people. It was like people were Nigerian or they were Jamaican and also British. They all were British that, you know, in a way it doesn't feel like that here. And it was, I would say it was closer to like, you know, like I used to be roommates with these Spanish guys from my church, and one was from Argentina. One was from Chile, and then there was like 12 Mexican guys lived on the bottom floor, and they had like a hierarchy that Argentina talked down to Chile kind of, and they both felt like they were better than the other, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, America, you're like, oh yeah, I'm like, I'm Kenya black. We just, you know, whatever it is, you're just black. Like, it's almost a unique, its own unique thing. American, it's the thing people like about America the most, by the way.
What's that?
And so black shit. That's our number one cultural export. That's welcome.
Yeah.
Like the black arts. Or anywhere I went. Black arts. Yeah. So I was doing like a black comedy tour there. Okay. And it was not the same as doing it here at all. It was almost like you could sense, but it depended. Like the Jamaicans, it was like a medium. So they wanted to see you like hitting the beats, like the motions and stuff. And it wasn't so much your material, but the Nigerians were all into your material. Like I observed, and then, oh, they were all like mean to the Somalis. One of the kids on the tour ended up joining ISIS.
Really?
Because they were so shitty to him. He was really this nice guy. He was QB. And I would keep in touch. I had such a good time on the tour with the guys that ran it. Like it was like a great trip. And this kid would, they hated, he was there singing. He wasn't, you know, doing comedy. And he didn't sound bad to me. I mean, I'm not a musician, but it seemed like they didn't like him extra because he was Somali, is how it looked to me. But I keep in touch with him, and I noticed his Facebook would get more religious, you know? And I would like fuck around on there talking to him, and people got real mad in his comments. He's like, no, my brothers, he doesn't know. And I was like, this is weird. And then one day he had a thing. He goes, everyone, I changed my Somaliland flag to the black flag of the Islamic Republic. Now, at that time, there was nothing, you didn't hear about ISIS. So I didn't think anything about it. I'm like, what is that? The black flag? But years later, dude, I wait, that's that fucking ISIS flag. He joined ISIS over that. Well, anyway, they have way more of a, their like black politics are not the same as ours. So it's bizarre to me that they would have the same, and that just looks like funded corporate something for it to be like that, because it seems like astroturfed. And that's why I was asking about Brazil. So this is a way overly long thing because I want to show you. This is from Brazil. Have you seen this, Craig or Steve? It is, I guess you're like, what's this, the sing a song show with Simon Cowell and Paul Abdul? What was it called?
Oh, you're talking about like American Idol, Brazil?
Yeah, I think there's American Idol Brazil. Okay, but Mike, now, please be mature, also, Steve. This is beyond American stupid. Now, guys,
but this is exported from America, though, is what you're saying, right? Like this, you'd have to agree that Brazil was like this.
I'm gonna tell you before it came from America. Before this hit play, Kurt, I've already got it out. Okay.
Okay. So, and I think a lot of people, by the way, when you see this, you're going to owe radical Islam an apology for being like, oh, they're coming in here to try to change a thing. Because look at the damage that we did to Brazil. Now, okay. And guys, come on. Let's not. Come on. Okay. Now, hold on. This is a Brazilian deaf mute trans woman who's singing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. And can I tell you something? I think it's wonderful. And I think that, we're going to see who you really are right now based on how much respect you show this brave woman. Okay, play this.
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
Where's the part where we see the Paul Abdul song? I think that she should do the national anthem, by the way. And like a ball game. Now, do you see that? Do you see that, Jake?
Brazilian Paul Abdul is feeling it.
But there's another judge who I think is the Simon Cowell because his face.
Oh well, she don't know.
She don't know how she did. So
we should talk about this real quick.
He was clearly a hater.
That's Simon Cowell, right? That guy with his face buried.
This is proof that Brazilian television has at least evolved intellectually to the Woody Allen arc of its, you know.
You have to explain that more.
This is their Bride of Frankenstein moment, right? This is putting on the Ritz.
I didn't forget.
It was a long walk.
It was Young Frankenstein.
Night. Young Frankenstein. That's right. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody in the room that I was with yesterday, those people I was telling you about with the mask on and inside and the count every vote, they would be very offended if you guys were like looking at this and laughing. Like that's the type of people we have. And
but you see the problem? Because I say the problem is that you would actually, like, you did this, you motherfuckers. Like, don't fucking, I mean, if Patrice was alive, he would die from seeing that video. He would actually drop dead. It's so, I could imagine it right now. Because, yeah, they knew, that's a great point, Mike. They did know what they were doing. These motherfuckers know what they're doing.
Yes.
Okay? It's like that carnival barker fucking exploitation of somebody circus. They just found a way to make it, like, deformed personalities gradually over time with reality shows. And then now it's, like, all that's calculated when they put that up. That's specifically there so that I could say, go, come on, dude, don't be mature. And, like, it's, like, a great win-win to do that. That's what we try to do with me and Colin Pussies. We're going to be playing that, by the way.
It's putting the sideshow on the main stage and daring people.
Can you put the thing up? The thing up again, though? Don't play it, but I just want to see the number of the resume of this woman. Mike, you know what I'm talking about? There's like five kind of check boxes checked on this chick.
Well, isn't Brazil like a long-term home for a bunch of like transsexual surgeries and stuff? Like isn't that like kind of a thing anyway?
Yeah, it says a lot of transsexuals in
that's
Brazil.
That's right.
You know?
Why do you think that is? The surgery's cheaper? Is it probably a place people go to get cheaper surgery? Am I right in thinking that?
No, I think it's something about the culture. I can't put my finger on it and whatnot. And like, look,
their first exposure to American film was To Wong Fu, and they just kind of ran with it.
Well, I haven't figured that out yet.
That's To Wong Fu is like back in the day, in the Joan Rivers heyday of LGBTQ, when they were like kind of sharp, you know, like. If people my age and up, they're gay guys. I love that because they're all trying to bang some fucking young twinkie that they got to pretend they agree. You know, like if you're trying to get some Hollywood chick on Raya, these dudes, it's so funny talking to them. And they got like a young boyfriend that says all that shit like he's a teenage girl. And they have to go, I don't know. I don't know how much you've ever compromised yourself to be with like a hot girl that was like, but they got to do that too. And it's a generational thing that switched up. Wait, Mike, just put that back. I'm sorry. I wanted to read what the thing was. The
curricula vitae.
Was that what it's called?
It's your resume.
Oh, I'm gonna remember that.
See, in Brazil though, it's a little bit weird too because, like, you know, I'd say like, you know, when people start talking about trans people needing protection in the United States, I'd say it's a lot worse of an issue in Brazil. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's way more of that machismo.
Who wouldn't assume that, dude?
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
so they're probably
it
like,
might be a,
you know, it's funny because I mean, I don't know how trans became like this in New York. Like all these comedians I know were like into that, you know, like Jim Norton famously. Like I don't know. I guess it wasn't
Danny
like
Bonaducci.
It wasn't such a thing. It was surprising to me when it was like Caitlyn Jenner was the turning point, and it was like a thing. Everyone like, oh, that's like a. But that's the thing that you know everybody had to like kind of. Pioneer being who they are where you can get killed for it. There's just a naturally more character generally to people like that where that's why they're like funnier, you know, and so here I think it's way softer. So that's why you're getting like these like princess people, like boys and girls that are like princess Disney. They're all like Disney princesses. But okay, this is it's Brazilian. Is that considered one of her disabilities? The Brazilian deaf mute trans woman. So sings Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Yeah, I guess. Okay, so she comes in auditions and you work at that show. How do you even handle that, dude? I know we're saying this is a calculated thing, but I'm thinking I'm sitting there, this very talented Brazilian deaf mute trans woman. She's like, oh, deaf and mute? Go on. And then sings, and I have to watch that and approve her. I mean, what do you do, Hotcha?
Well,
you're in
a
bad spot.
Clearly, you're looking over her shoulder at the three or four lawyers she brought with her to this audition.
You think that she brought lawyers? I have a feeling like this is a dollar and a dream kind of thing. But wait. I mean, what do you do as far as yes, we're putting you on TV. Not laughing. I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
oh, you like, go to
like, is it as soon as you read Brazilian deaf mute trans woman? Okay, she's in. Like, is it like that? Because you have to be like that in all this TV shit, or is it just like, is Brazil? So I'm leaning more towards it's more cynical than even. But I can imagine being the person in charge of that and worrying about if I'm going to be in trouble because I said no to this. Right.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Well, how did you feel, Kurt, about the dude, the little boy winning the beauty pageant two weeks ago?
Oh, it's about time. Look, it's I have a.
It's about time. It's about time. What?
It's about time that a real woman.
I had always wondered what Kim Jong Il would look like in a red sequins dress, and now I know. Now I know.
Kim Jong Un.
Okay.
Did you really wonder about that?
Of course. Who hasn't?
He looked like a young Margaret Cho. Okay, she's nice. All right, come on. She's actually cool. Come on, man.
You said so, young, so you were nice.
Okay, so this brings me to my next thing. Speaking of all plastic surgery and shit, but you know Justin Martindale? He's a comic here. He's like the West Coast Mateo Lane. I don't know if that helps anybody in references, but he's a gay dude. He's pretty funny. I saw last night at the Comedy Store. And I was waiting to go on, and I hadn't thought about this in years. He brought this show up. Do you remember his show called Are You Hot? And it was like a American Idol and people who feel that they're hot come on. And Lorenzo Lamas, the renegade, and two other judges, they have laser pointers and laser point at their body to judge if they're really hot. Do you remember that?
No, but I wanted to see it.
Yeah. Okay, so will you please, Mike, put that video up? Now, this is the first episode of it. We're probably going to have to skip around a little bit. You don't remember this? The Search for America's Sexiest People?
I remember
this. Bro, I got to tell you, I took my retirement on the front end, and now I'm going to work until I die. So when all of this shit was going on, I was not around.
What did you retire from? Being hot? Is that what you're saying to me?
I just took my retirement on the front end because I figured it would suck.
Wait, retired from what? I don't know what you retired from.
Like, you know how people work all their life and then when they're old and it's painful and shit, then they retire and they get like the uncomfortable 15, 20 years of retirement to do what they want. I did that up front as soon as I turned 18. And then now
you just retired from not having done anything.
Right. Yeah, I figured, stand-up comedy.
We all did it.
Okay. Okay. Fair. I didn't know there was another name for it. I really didn't.
You have to get a manual labor job in my 40s. Yes, that's true. That's how it happened for me.
I see, like, when I've been around, a lot of, like, journalists get attacked like that. Like, I was literally in a room with somebody and, like, oh, she's a journalist, too. And he's like, oh, you do nothing as well. Okay.
I watched them transition into that, too, from, like, where it was, like, kind of real journalist to, like, not at all real at all. Because all the comics you do, like, Red Eye, you know, on Fox or CNN would have people on for various things. And, like, you know, and all these people, I like them. Like, it's not anything, like, where I'm, like, they're like, some evil lizards or something. But it's just so laughable to have any kind of moral thing coming from them, you know? Like an Anderson Cooper outrage about something is like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude. Like all these motherfuckers know they're full of shit. And the weird thing is a bunch of people I know it, but they also like don't know it on purpose, but they also kind of know it. It's just like, no, that's a given. You know, like you got to vote the lesser of two evils. And that's all we're getting is two evils. You're not getting four evils. Okay. Like some places you're going to get two and pick the less evil one. Okay. So will you put that back up, Mike? And because let's just see the intro first of like what where they explain the show. This is the first episode because I don't remember exactly how it worked.
Welcome back to Are You Hot? The Search for America's Sexiest People. During this next round, our experts will evaluate our contestants one by one. By the end of tonight, half will be eliminated. And only eight will remain. And don't forget, immediately following the end of tonight's show, the polls will open, and the power to change the lives of those four men and four women will be placed in your hands.
Oh, dude,
as America casts its vote for Hot Zone 1. What exactly is it that makes a person hot? Well, we are looking for three basic components: face, body, and overall sex appeal.
Wow.
Our experts will be scoring our competitors on each of those factors using a scale of 1 to 10.
Fuck you?
So, experts, if you're ready... Let's have a look at our first competitor right now.
Yes.
A 25-year-old executive office manager from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Melinda Griffith.
I like the tattoo.
Randolph?
All right. Well, I'm glad you skipped the Baywatch audition and headed this way. But listen.
Really?
Baywatch are here. You're going to need to firm that body up just a little bit. I know you guys like these voluptuous packages, but I saw a little too much jiggle. Could you turn around for me, Melinda?
This show's amazing. So think of how appalling this would be if it came out today. It's the same audience of cheering fucking cows who go, ooh, just whatever the next thing is fine.
And I actually like your makeup tonight, but I think those teeth are too big. Hey, I just
think they're
too big. How
about some scores, Randolph?
I think the face is a 7.5 I deducted for the teeth. Sorry, but she's got a sultry look. The body, I'm sorry, I gave her a 7.5. She needed to firm it up just a little bit.
Is he gay or
straight? Overall sex appeal, though, a 9. She's a sexy woman.
All right, hit pause, guys. So
she's a 7.5, but I'll still, you know.
So here's what I find interesting, because the thing that would be offensive is, you know, what I imagine the most offended people would be like girls that are like not even like ugly, but just like not that hot. I bet just not that hot girls get angry at this the most.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Yeah. No, it's you apply okay. the same principle as you do when a white liberal woman gets mad on behalf of another race.
Well, yeah, it's a projection of your, but because if you know really hot people, and I've been judging hot people all my life, like a Lorenzo Lamas, I didn't have a laser pointer, but I judged, and you know, so this girl's hot. Like I that's why I thought the guy maybe was gay, because I wouldn't even know how to tell her if she's not hot. Like right. You really got to be looking, you got to firm up a little bit, because all of those little weird things that he said about her that were like, I'd probably be more into her. Because of that, do you know what
she
I mean?
She does have some big ass teeth, though.
Wait. So go back
I
to
like
the girl.
The teeth.
Yeah, no, dude. I like a horsey chick.
I like
too,
the
a lot.
Teeth.
I
like.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a
wait,
thing.
But
go
back to her, though. Go back to her because we're gonna hear the other judges. But okay, so she's hot enough that you know she's vain. First of all, she appeared on a show called Are You Hot? Okay.
Right.
So I think people that are like, you know, there's somewhere if you're like, and very few people are as hot as that. You're supposed to project that you are like on that team. That's what they're selling you, right? So they're sitting there getting upset because imagine what would happen to them if they were being judged that way. But that would be cruel to judge you that way. You're not super hot. These people are like, I want to be like a athletically hot. And the fact that they're being so mean, I mean, I'm sure you've seen like she respects that so much that guy is pointing out her tiniest thing. Like, that's why she's there. It's like if you were like, how do I get better at my jiu-jitsu? And somebody tells you why your technique's off. That's how she's looking at it, is what I think.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
You think she's not
she's
that
like,
hot?
Like, really taking it almost as like she's in this league where this is actual constructive
criticism. Because I think she's so hot that she's probably very arrogant. Now, you know, I know like hot chicks are like, oh, I'm not hot. But I don't think that's her, because you would never go on this show.
Yeah, unless you thought you were hot.
This is an exhibitionist thing. Yeah, and you're like, I think I could compete. I'm not even saying it's bad to be that way, I guess, but whatever your talent, I say go for it, you know?
Well, right. That's kind of like the culture now. Even the girls who are ugly think they're hot.
Yeah, and they because it stretches. It's like, I mean, when Magnum, they fucking made the regular ones kind of smaller so everybody could buy Magnums, and you got to get the fucking Magnum. If you want the original Magnum, you got a Magnum XL. I know the game, dude. All right. wait, so let's see the other judges judging this jig.
Let's see more of her.
Can you think of flaws to point out on her? I haven't had
Actually, they were bonded
she went
by
on
a
the
cosmetic
show.
Dentist in
Too
Atlanta.
Big. Gotta take them down. I think you have a really sultry face, and I actually like your makeup tonight, but I think those teeth are too big. Hey, I just
How
think
about some
too
scores,
big.
Randolph?
I think
face
the
body.
Face is a 7.5 I deducted for the teeth. Sorry.
That's the idea. So I'm saving the body for less. It's an 8.7.
Wait.
Okay. And the reason being, you know, there's just a little too much thigh there.
This is right. Of its time.
Experts, thanks for your scores. Thank you very much.
Too much thigh there.
A 21-year-old student from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Sean Cassidy.
You know, Sean, do you lift weights?
He looks like a meme of a fucking alpha man.
Your face is definitely your best feature. I'd say about an 8.9 on that face, right there.
About an 8.7 on the body, only because you probably could do a few less bench presses, you know? Sex appeal overall, about a 7.5.
Thank you. All right, Rachel, what do you think?
That's a good guy doing that. That's what's so fascinating.
I think you've got great eyes, you've got great face, so I'll give you a 9 there. Your body, you give a 5, because I think you're way too muscular. Like I said, it's too ape gorilla looking. I think it's just too much. Yeah.
That's why I try not to be too muscular.
I hate to have a body like that, Kurt.
Your sex appeal is probably,
I wouldn't be able to live with myself in the morning.
If that's a 5.
7 for sex appeal. Randolph?
And I thought the chicks had big hooters in this show. I mean, this is big.
How
about scores?
Yeah, the face great. 8.5. Body 7.5. I got to take it off. The skinny legs don't match the top.
Overall, sex appeal,
I mean,
6.
You know, these are like bodybuilding convention
tips. Sean,
thank you very much. Thank you. Like, contest, it's so much meaner because it's a hot contest.
I would be like, you woke up one morning and consciously chose to have laser hair removed.
I would be lucky.
Rachel, you're up.
Deep tongue, any of
I think you've got a fantastic face. You're fresh. You're very classic and beautiful. You've got a strong presence. I give you a 9 for your face. Your body's
Saturday,
awesome. I give you also a 9 there. And
it,
I give your sex appeal a 9.5.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Episodes of Are You Hot? We can find a way to skip the dudes, or maybe just like do one dude.
No, the dudes. It's important to show that.
Well, I
this was a very
absolute angel.
Quality
in fact, you
show.
Remind me
Wait,
of a Charlie's.
Go back. I didn't hear the judgment.
70s. Sean, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mate.
Strong presence. I give you a 9 for your face. Your body's awesome. I give you also a 9 there, and I give your sex appeal a 9.5.
Wow.
I eat your shrimp on the button.
What do you think? Well, Lisa, you're an absolute angel. In fact, you remind me of a Charlie's Angel. That 70s kind of Kate Jackson thing, right?
She's got she it going on. About yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. I think she's got a beautiful body. I'm going to give the face a 9. She's a breath of fresh air. The body a 9.9, because there's always room for improvement. Sex appeal, 9.5.
Yeah. Wow. The other girl to me was hotter.
I'm not feeling a lot of sexual energy. I think maybe it's because you might be a little nervous.
I'm half naked in front of this audience.
It's the energy now.
You got a 9.9 on the face.
The other
you're
one had
a gorgeous woman.
More sexual energy.
I'd say about a 9.7 on the body and about a 9.0 on the sex appeal. Good luck to you.
All right, good scores. Good luck.
Marks,
thank you very much.
A 22-year-old
student
from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
Jermaine
Johnson.
Tattoo on the other one.
Randolph,
I'm interested.
How you doing, Jermaine? What's going on?
How's it going? You got a great body. You got a good physique. Likes your work. You guys need to work
on
the legs. It's all about the upper body. We are shooting the full length. Pan down,
please. I was going to say. Look at
his legs.
With those legs.
They're a little skinny for the upper body.
Oh my God.
Do you agree? All right, how about some scores? I'm going to give you a 7.5 on the face, 8.5 on the body, because this chicken legs I had to deduct, because I think your upper body's great. Sex appeal, more personality, 7.5. Good luck.
Thank you. All right, Rachel.
I think you got a great face. I give you an 8.5 on the face.
He
your body's awesome.
Eyes.
You're not too big and buff. You've got a really hot body. You know, so what? The chicken
really
legs. I'm sure you can work that out.
Awesome.
Right?
Eight.
For the body.
8 for the body. Yeah.
I mean, it's still a nice
I give you
score.
Sex appeal 7.
All right. Thank you, Lorenzo.
I wish
you
I would just walk
face.
Out to get. I'd like to get.
Face.
Yeah, really.
I like your body.
I do. Anyway, you know what? I would do a Are You Hot thing with Kyle and bring
you
in,
look like a natural, a naturally strong man. I'd say about a 9.5 on the body.
We're gonna give you a 4 on the face.
I'm gonna give you an
8.5 on the body. But sex appeal, we'll give you a 9.
Good scores, Jermaine. Thank you very much. Stick around as Are You Hot? The Search for America's Sexiest People continues.
Justin Martin got brought up, and he couldn't do the show. And I was like, maybe I'll save it for next week, but I couldn't resist. But I'll go over it with him. I mean, if it wasn't for like that's like a topic that you're supposed to not ever judge now, it sounds just like any other, like a singing contest. In fact, I would say they were being more competent than the people judging the trans deaf mute singer. Because that was just like off the rails. Like, this is, you shouldn't even have this on because this is crazy. This is like, remember William Hung from American Idol, the guy who's like dab dab dab, and like it, and it was like you know, it was like kind of mean, but then he got a little 5-15 minutes of fame off of it.
Yeah,
this is like meaner than that, because there's, she's not cutting an album, dude. Is she? She's gonna cut an album?
No, she's not. She's not. And if she does, no, literally nobody's buying it.
You mean the trans woman one from Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh, she's cutting an album. And people will put, they'll buy it and put it on Instagram and hold it up that they bought it for sure.
I mean,
just, you know what I'm saying?
You know what we're gonna do on Buzzies, dude? We're gonna play it. And we're gonna have demand that all the, you know, all the pussies out there, all the little pussies out there, the followers, please start sending in your valid nations. I don't know, I'm gonna combine some stupid word where you need to validate this, and we'll sit there and play it like stone faced and just keep playing it until we get some good. Tell us what you like about it, so she feels seen. Oh my God,
That show though. Is like you're really judging people for their looks, and you know, you have to be honest about it. But think about how far we've come to now, where a beauty contest, we talk about, you know, it's a beauty contest, but now it's thrown all out the window. It really doesn't matter about beauty.
Am I hot?
What is beautiful now is,
well, you know, it's so corny to say, but all those jokes about participation trophies, which, like, okay, for a little kid, I mean, everything. I don't have kids, but the thing that's so fucked up to me is, this is for people who are grown adults now. They're giving them participation trophies. It's not like for children. I don't know how to raise kids. I don't have no kids. Okay, maybe that's, they got to have a fake trophy. It don't make sense to me, but I don't know. But why are you making everybody, all the adults, kids? That like as an adult, you're supposed to be an eternal 5-year-old Disney princess fan.
Yeah. Tyler Fisher said it best, right? They're treating adults like children and children like adults. You know?
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Because,
I
can't tell you how many times, I heard terrible stories of women being groomed, adult women being groomed, and you're like, groomed? Wait, like somebody's trying to molest their kids? No, she doesn't have any kids. She was being groomed for sex, and then shit. Like, remember Cuties came out, and nobody, there's like an argument about whether, and I'm like,
I was gonna say that, man. The only time that they're judging beauty contestants on their actual looks is when it's a freaking, what, 5-year-old or 6-year-old or some crap like that?
No,
like,
if that's, it's a insane. Boy, if it's a little boy dressed up like a chick, then it's cool.
That's going to be the newest thing. You're going to see like a 4 or 5-year-old, like,
they,
you know, transition kid.
They did that with,
you know,
one kid.
Yeah.
Who, a full transition though?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's a puberty blocker, safe effective puberty
blocker.
They
don't even need
still have
permission to go on puberty blockers.
Why should they? If they got the cash.
Dude, there was something where they brought in some 10-year-old kid had a tattoo, went down to the freaking nurse to get some Vaseline or something because it was whatever. They called the police and the mom to the school. I can't
remember what race was the child. That's like the most important part.
It was 10.
But there's some white kid that's different than, he grew up in the southern Mexican MA neighborhood where they do that. That's what I'm saying.
Let me find out exactly where. But when I was listening to it, was 10-year-old kid, mom gets arrested, give him a tattoo, and a lot of people were saying, how freaking messed up is this? But yet, if the kid was 10 years old and he wanted puberty blockers, he didn't even need to get permission from his parents or whatever. And
was like a 13 on the side of his neck or something like that.
Well, that's what I'm curious. Is this like,
let me find out where. Give me a second.
You know that, watching something about this recently, but it makes me like, I mean, it's a terrible fact, but it makes me laugh of, you know, the last slave was freed in 1942.
Yeah.
In America, like, and cause you know, when I hear that, I'm like, no, what is it? Like something like, I don't know, prison labor or something. Like, literally, I guess they debt peonage. That's how they kept it going. You go into debt for vagrancy and then a guy buys you. And, it was like, that was illegal. And then their defense in court was, no, we're just having slaves. And they're like, oh, well, case dismissed. And then it only ended because the Japanese, when they bombed Pearl Harbor, they were using it as propaganda against us that we still have fucking slaves. This is in the actual newspaper clippings of like of the New York Times, but they're like, now they won't be able to use it as propaganda anymore, finally. Like, I mean, how do I not know that until, like, just very recently? That seems like a really...
This reminds me of Gillis's bit about the Alabama football team when were spiking the football over allowing black people in, like, 1970-something.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, where it's like, it's not really the win that you guys think it is. So you like briefly brought this up the other day when you were on our show.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that other show that you did with Jimmy and with Dave.
Stitch and Adam. Right. I brought this up on that.
So I went and I watched it.
Oh, you watched it?
Bro, up until about the point where you left. Like, I tapped out a little bit before you left. But
yeah, right. Well, I mean, first of all, so I like those guys, and I've been on it before.
Was some of the most amazing shit I've ever seen. Like, well, it really was. That shit was so
real split. It's a real split decision, because I told Jimmy, like, dude, they're gonna look. They're good dudes. They're just gonna have really dumb. They're going to say things are going to take you back because they're like, they're so dumb. And then what happens? I'm like, are you fucking with me? And they're not fucking with you. They just are like that. It's weird because they're not dumb guys, but they're like that.
Okay, man.
So
you talking about the, I was looking at this thing. Are we talking about the thing that
Pazda.
So 2 hours we were waiting when he goes, okay, they're bad. We get it. Like, I really was like living vicariously through Kurt,
the first time you popped off, I was like, okay, man, this is cathartic for me.
Like, wait. But I just to set this up for people to watch. So I Stitch and Adam, and go give them a click and a subscribe. And I don't know. I think that some Twitter thing started with them and Dave Smith. They wanted Dave Smith to come on. So I've been on before. And if they want to get somebody, I'll be like, yeah. And so Dave's my friend. So I'm like, hey, do you want to go on with me to talk about what you said about Ukraine on Rogan? So now, and this is a thing I've run into before where, you know, Doug Benson, I used to do this Doug Loves Movies thing.
Yeah.
And I assume if I'm going into a thing and it's just like a podcast and whatever, that it's not like we're being rigid to the rules of the game. Like, Quisha, you're just there for me to be funny, right? And fuck around. But, and I did, because I didn't understand things like autism and like people that, like, they really are like, no, I want to see this like dumb game played out specifically like it is. You know, it's like a, I guess, a generation gap between me and the, so there's a whole bunch of, so what I didn't get about Sitch, and now I don't know that he's autistic, but he's got to be some kind of spectrum when I think about it.
The dude who doesn't show his face?
Yeah, he doesn't show his face, yeah. Okay? And he, like, I didn't understand when he said he wanted to talk to Dave about what he said. I didn't know he wanted to just get into just this minutia with no, the bigger picture doesn't even matter. Like, so we got hung up on if Victoria Nuland's phone call was like nefarious or not. Okay. And I'm like, this all only matters in light of, you know, the maybe having a nuclear war thing. Like, do you think, what are you going to, okay, we're just having this argument to uphold the good name of Victoria Nuland. Like, I couldn't get my head around that. But he spent a lot of time just research, I guess, I don't know what the fuck he researched, and thought he was going to just talk about that. Okay, now I can't even get my head around someone thinking like that, but I understand, you know, some, like, that's like a controlly kind of spectrumy guy, and a very, like, I also like to talk to people because if they're like really compartmentalized like that,
yeah.
And I don't know their exact background, those guys. I always tease Sitch of, because he said was an Eagle Scout, and I always say that's the Special Forces of Boy Scouts, and yeah. I thank him for his service and shit. And you know, it's a very like flag salute-y. I just not sure where they're from, but Adam's like old, dude. He's, I think he might be older than me. That guy Adam looks young as hell. And how does he fucking have any faith? I eventually get it out of them that they think, okay, Iraq didn't work so well because they weren't ready for democracy. He said some shit like that, if he was budget.
Yeah.
And like, but don't you think Ukraine is more, well, more like, I don't think for you democracy?
Should, yeah, but I don't think you should try to make common sense out of it, because there's two things I learned, right? It's number one that, oh, even cool comics like Kurt have those friends that they have to go, yeah, they're my friends. You know, you have to explain those friends for whatever reason. And I'm not being a dick. I just mean that, because,
well,
those guys,
I
want
to understand
just
what people like that. The whole thing is valuable to me is like, because I really have a hard time getting my head around shit that's so that far from my. So, you know, like the thing with Chelsea Clinton and like why they don't acknowledge the denial of elections. And then I finally got the thing. Oh, she's only counting this one thing. That's, and it's not that she let it slip, but they all think that. Did she see? Did she go to the inaugural ball?
No, that's just the reason to justify the thinking. And I was trying to think, why are these guys literally like repeating state propaganda talking points?
What's their goal?
That's the thing is, like, I think eventually they want to work in that field of mainstream media of sorts or whatnot. And
they make a comic book.
I don't know what they want, or I don't know what they think their audience is, but it feels like they're taking a position and trying to bullshit their way around it. That was an amazing fucking episode, by the way, in certain ways, but I'll never watch them again. And the thing I took most about that whole thing is when the dude who did show himself, he says, Kurt, come on, some of us, you can hide in your bedroom if you want, but some of us believe in spreading liberty to others. Like, that was just like the point, like, it's like...
I must have missed that in a catatonic...
Oh, dude, that was like
he put his arms out like the eagle of freedom itself.
Wait,
Kurt,
dude,
it was a moment, bro. It was.
Yeah.
I know, and that guy
spreading
Destiny,
liberty. Who the fuck are you to spread liberty? That's some like
I yelled those very words.
Wow. He's living in that comic book.
No, yeah, right. It's like a, you know, so, the online, these like online shows, like that guy Destiny, like I was telling them last time I was on with Kyle doing impressions. Yeah. Sure. And like, I hate I hate all the words, you know, like, hey, there's a debate bro or all the, or have you ever heard the term tradcath or tradcon?
Not on purpose, but yeah.
Okay, because you're not a fucking Zoomer, whatever the fuck, but they're real, like he's old shit, but in that world of like nerds on the internet, like they do go by what lunch table am I sitting at first, even if they think they're not like that, they are like that. So that's what I was trying to get at. Like, I don't really give a shit about the new Victoria Nuland phone call. I care about, like, do you really think this is a good idea to keep doing this in light of the, what, and then, you know, the idea it's whataboutism to bring up someone's criminal history while they're committing a crime is Jeffrey Dahmer. You didn't eat this guy. You ate five guys. Like, that's whataboutism. Like, there's, I don't even know how you could hold on to that. It's not really. But like I said, the guy Destiny's like that. And they all are hung up. When I had Adam on the first time, and I, by the way, I like them still. Like, I mean, if I'm on it, just watch it. It'll be good, I bet. But I had him on, and he was like, well, I can't place you. At one point, he's like, I can't place you in, you know, or like, sometimes you sound like a, I'm like, yeah, well, I don't understand this, like, autistic need to have your box. And you're like, I'm safely under the label of I'm a free trade something or a whatever the fuck. Like, or he kept saying isolationism at me. This is a common thing with people. They only can think in terms, you know, like, oh, if we're not bombing things, then what isolation is. They need the fucking word to call things.
Yeah.
Like a real pat label so it can be dismissed.
That's whataboutism, Kurt.
Well, no, because people have been trained to communicate like it's fucking Twitter beef, like in real life, where everything is just, it's 140 characters of trigger words and buzzwords, and you're just trying to get in like the most bumper sticker points that you can. You don't do any of your own thinking in the process because the people that you've put your investment in your, you know, in your brain into, that you consider to be the smart guys in the room. Well, they're the smart guys in the room because you're a smart person. Otherwise, you wouldn't be reading them.
Well,
that's just how it fucking goes.
I didn't hear the last part of that because I was just thinking my own name in my head over and over again. wait. No, I know what you're saying, dude. You're right. We got to take a quick break so we can talk about our pals, Yo Kratom. Mike, I was just telling Mike, tell Yo Kratom, yo, send me some more Kratom because I ran out of the other Kratom. It lasted me quite some time. Okay. And I should just get it. I mean, honestly, it's $60 for the kilos if you're into Kratom. It's a pretty good deal for Kratom, for good Kratom. $60. And but I you know, I was a sponsor, so I want it just sent to me. I just like that. And it the creative reminds me a while. They got I get White Mang Da is my favorite, but they'll send me like an assortment. Honestly, I'll try an assortment. It's kind of good to try an assortment, but it's not that much more elite than what you could do, which is get paid $60 for a kilo of kratom. I mean, that's crazy. Kratom's expensive, dude, if you don't buy it the right way. And it can be crappy if it gets like moisture in it. So you want it like scent well. So it's good. Like, you know, I don't get like that sour kind. Anyway, go to your Kratom right now if you like Kratom. If you don't, then I guess you don't know what the hell I'm talking about and who cares. But if you do, go to your Kratom and get yourself a $60 kilo at yokratom.com. Because we went for a little while, dude. I'm glad you guys came on. I want to wrap up. I just realized there's three of us. And because we didn't talk about FTX at all. But Mike, could you get a picture of the FTX nerds? You know, like the main guy and his girlfriend. If you can find any others, but mainly those two. And there's, I see three judges here, and I think we should judge if they're hot. And pick apart how hot they are. So just get us a nice Sam Bankman-Fried shot. But his girlfriend's the, okay. I want a full body shot of him to judge if he's hot, though.
Well, you see, to me, his shoulders, that's the best thing about Sam Bankman-Fried. Let's get it up
for the people.
Definitely a six for those shoulders right okay. there.
Yeah, you know those are our shoulders that Blaine could just slide right off.
Now, this, I think we're being kind here because this is clearly his peak physical condition, this picture, when this was taken. This is at the start of his altruistic billionaireness. So in terms of numbers, I think his shoulders are his best features. I agree with you. How do you feel about his smile?
What do you actually, to tell you the truth, if I was being honest, like his eyes and his mouth area are probably the best features he does have.
I was thinking that as well.
Like yes, his shoulders, his nose, his ears, everything else about him is just like nothing. But that's like the only part, his eyes and his mouth over there that are like, and his nose is not that bad. But after that, man, it's just like,
okay, so it's face. If you like
face,
your
body,
dudes,
overall sex appeal. So face, I think. Pasta has some great critiques of his face.
I'm gonna give him a five for his face.
Okay,
I'm gonna say, man, if you like your dudes, heavily medicated.
No, like this clearly. is not about.
That's
integrity of the judging.
I understand that. This is a medicated face. So.
I'm adding a point of hotness for that because I happen to like that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm upping it a little bit now. Okay. And I'm going to go
face
because of that, because there's clearly issues there. That's an extra point for me. So 6.5 on the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Steve with a 6.5. I like what he's doing here with, there's a good symmetry to his smile. He's got a kind of soft brown eyes. Probably his peak appearance, because I want to be nice. So I'm going to give that same 6.5. What are you saying on hair? Now on hair,
I'm going to give it. I'm going to stay right there with the hair, because the hair is definitely out there. He's got it. He's not balding. You know what I'm saying? It does. Right. It works for him. Like after I heard his name, Sam Bankman-Fried, this is the type of haircut I thought a guy whose name was Sam Bankman-Fried would look like. So I'm going to definitely go with the hair. I'm going to give him a 6.5.
That's a good. So, could you hear the name? You're going to meet Sam Bankman-Fried.
He would have this type of hair.
Like, what do you think he's going to look like? And were you a little pleasantly surprised, or was it right on the nose of what you imagined? Now, the hair, of course, you imagine that hair. Who was not going to imagine that hair? We all remember Screech. It's a classic.
Viva Fry's got that hair.
He's got.
You ever listen to any Viva Fry stuff?
Can you get a picture of Viva Fry?
He really does,
though, man.
If you put sunglasses, put sunglasses and a salt and pepper beard,
Viva Fry,
Viva,
Frei, Frei, there.
No, he's got his haircut. Yeah, let's just see where he's got his hair. His pandemic. Yes,
there it is. That's right there.
Let's put it up. Let's get them both up on the big board. Yeah,
he's gonna be embarrassed once he sees this.
Can you make it bigger? His Viva Fry?
Man, that is uncanny,
Mikey. Yes. Okay. So now, okay, let's see Sam again. His hair. I wish we could do side by side, but maybe that's a hard thing to do. Because I don't know, maybe Viva Fry's got a little bit more of, he's doing a little more with his Viva Fry hair than Sam Bankman-Fried. I feel like he's not using a conditioner. I mean, that's a good lighting in that picture.
No, I got to say something. I think Sam Bankman-Fried does a better job with conditioning his hair than Viva does here. Like, there's Viva's another shot of Viva down below where it's a little bit more like, you know, Andre Agassi back in the days. But I got to give
yes.
it up.
Viva's clearly teasing it out before he gets on camera, though. Sam's got that nonchalant, just rolled out right. of, you know,
that's
Mike.
A, that's a League of Legends all-nighter kind of hair. Hey, can yeah. we put in Sam Bankman-Fried body? Because somebody probably had to focus on his body because I want to get a good body score on him. Oh, my God, you got so many windows open.
That's like Steve's computer.
Yeah.
19,000 windows open.
Yeah, that's how Kyle's is. It's amazing what his desktop looks like. He's like a digital slob.
Which Kyle?
Dunnigan. Why? Yeah. Who'd you think I meant? Kalinske?
Well, the thing is, when you sent me, when I was reading, you were like, Seinfeld went on Kyle's show. Did you see it? And I was like, Seinfeld on Kalinske?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, okay, yeah.
I assume
you
got to
remember
these,
like which crowd
I
you're
do.
Dealing with over here, right?
No, I know.
Dude, that Bill Maher thing that he did.
Oh, yeah. He does them good, dude.
Okay, God.
This is
the
a great
mugging
body shot.
In front of, the mugging at the camera is just perfect.
It's such a meme. You know, it's because we made like funnier graphics all day to put in it when he's doing the things, and it ruined it because it was like elevating the purposely shitty joke. So we had to like don't make them like crappy. So he goes like this, and it's like so much meaner. It's so much meaner than the thing. Okay.
It's so perfect, though.
So here's a little closer to Viva Fry. I'm going to say that I don't like his hair here. I think he's going into like a stat that Beethoven, a bust of Beethoven. Or
I still
something.
Think it's more full.
Oh, but this is body.
The volume on that hair is you know, that see, that is like,
yeah,
let's look at the points for that one.
Now, if we're looking at body shots. I mean, what do we okay? Let's just let it all out and see what it is. Now,
all right.
where are we
let's
at?
Let's be
on
honest. He's not wearing the shirt. The shirt's wearing him, and it's just it's just not like, you know what I'm saying. There's not, you can see with a guy that skinny, you should never be able to see his tits, and you clearly see both his tits over here. You know, I'm like, I'm a big guy. I'm allowed to show a little titties. He's supposed to be a skinny guy. There's supposed to be no tits.
I've been there before, dude, and it's not a great place to be.
So
I mean there's a certain level of
body.
There's a certain kind like shape of billionaire and a certain level of money that you get to when you just sort of develop bitch tits. Look at Bill Gates.
Hey, okay. If we were judging, are you hot for a billionaire? That's a whole different contest. It's a whole other contest because you got your Warren Buffett's, you got your Bill Gates. I mean,
yeah, they all kind of got bitch tits.
Yeah, that's
Elon
like a
Musk
whole,
even doesn't even have a body either. I mean, you
yeah,
know?
No, this is are you
he
hot,
looks like a
you
know? Roblox character.
This is like the like a him entering a contest he was never meant to be in. Like if I just started MMA fighting or something.
Yeah.
So what's the new news you've heard on this dude, by the way, Kurt? That's been like kind of like you said you've been watching that one podcast.
Oh, Upper Echelon Gaming. It was about he was reporting on how they're reporting on this huge crash. I learned from his show.
Oh, geez. See, look at the elbows, man. Those elbows can do some damage. That's how skinny they are. They're like pointy.
I don't like how. I think he needs a little more meat on the elbow. I mean, it's like the opposite.
He should show his legs a little bit more. They're not bad. He's got a little calves there. So I mean,
yeah,
he definitely had more calves than the black guy from Indianapolis.
I'm going with the three as well because, the calves are helping it. The calves are actually helping his score, but it's a three for me. That's my final thing on his body. Overall sex appeal. Oh, do you have a score for his body? I'm sorry, Steve. I forgot.
I would be generously giving him a three. I'm going to give. I will go a 2.7 because I found out from Lorenzo Lamas that you could use decimals in that fashion.
The guy was an innovator, and then nobody remembers it. Yeah.
Sex appeal. It would have been like a 12 had I not know he lost all his money and he fucking had to go bankrupt. But
little
now
bit
it's
of a
like
bad boy. Little bit
now
of bad
he's down
boy.
To a you know like a two. Like, I'm thinking maybe he has a Bitcoin in a wallet somewhere that he might give me.
Yeah.
But that's why he gets a two.
Okay. But overall sex appeal when you're on, like, I don't know, 100 milligrams of Adderall at once. How's the sex appeal then? Because I'll bet you it goes up based on what I've read about their household.
Look, if I had no thought process, if I didn't know who the dude was and there was no chance for any crypto hiding anywhere that I would get, he's got to be at like at a one. I mean, he's bad. Yeah, isn't that, look at this picture right here.
It kind of looked like the prerequisite for being a chick to go into that Bahamas fuck palace was looking like a Disney mouse.
I think you're being a little generous.
Well, like in the American Tale scene where a bunch of them get washed over on the way there.
This is a good picture of his.
Like the big Coke bottle glasses.
Oh, yeah. No, okay, wait. So just before I forget, Upper Echelon, they have the chart, the Lehman Brothers shadow, you know, umbrella map, the flow chart of how they hit it. And then he shows this guy's thing compared to it, and it's vastly more complicated than Lehman Brothers. The web of deceit of it is like impossible. It's crazy. You gotta see it side by side. It's on his video, but Lehman Brothers was like a big one, dude. And it's like just simple and easy to understand compared to what this motherfucker did. I'm giving him a 2 for hotness overall, and that's because he's got 2 calves, 1 point for each calf. Okay, now as far as hotness on Adderall, I'm gonna give him about a 4. I bet, and because that is what happened. On enough Adderall, the guy rose himself to a 4. That's just a fact. I'm giving it to him. Now, before we go, I want to go on to his girlfriend because I think this one's like a really great one to finish on. And so get Sam Bankman's girlfriend up. I don't know if there's body shots. I have been looking, Mike. I haven't found any yet. We need some, but you'll get some shots we can really get into. And then, by the way, this is just one of his girlfriends.
This okay. is the craziest thing that I've seen about this is that Forbes magazine and a bunch of other places tried to jump on this story and paint her as like some alt-right hero. And I hadn't even heard the phrase alt-right in a number of years.
That's the
new thing he was saying.
That's the new thing I heard too, and I hadn't get into it because it's so weird. So she's getting thrown under the bus, huh? Well, let's see how hot she is. Okay, this you know, I think having Sam next to her is going to hurt her score.
Yeah,
we want to keep it just on her.
I know I said earlier I like teeth, but I don't like teeth like that.
Yeah, we're gonna get into it. I just want Sam to not be clouding us by hotting up this girl and you know, our palate. Just get where it's like focused on her if you can.
Right. It's weird. It does kind of look like there you go.
Oh, okay, we got a body shot. Okay. Let's do face first. Go back to a face one because that's kind of a body shot. But without Sam, yes.
There we go.
There you go. Nice smile. Okay. So it's phase body overall sex appeal. Now, what are we talking about here in face? I mean, what are we talking about? You mentioned the teeth. I wouldn't go on with that. I don't like it. You're right. It's not like the model from M.I. Hot's teeth, which I found to be very attractive. Very attractive. And they were big. And I like, not a guy who doesn't like big teeth. But I'm going to say there's something about these that just look like, you know, remember that movie Legend with Tom Cruise? Like
yes, and, I do.
With the hair, it's like you came up out of a swamp, you know? And,
yeah.
And I have to flatter you to not be devoured. That's the feeling I'm getting from it. And I don't like
right.
it. As far as the eyes, I don't like the eyes. The glasses are a good shape for her face. I'm going to say... I don't find anything particularly wrong with her ears. So based on getting a good glasses for her face, I'm giving her a 2. But I'm afraid the hair along with the teeth, the whole thing as a whole package does not work for me. It just doesn't work. And I don't know how else to put it.
She kind of looks like in a different era, she would be responsible for distributing swords to future kings.
I don't really know what that means, but I feel like I do a little bit. Okay, wait, so
like a lake.
Hold on. Now here's a better picture of her. I think it's because her hair isn't greasy in this one, but I'm seeing a little bit. I could go as high as a 3 with this one. Pasta, where are we at?
This one's a better shot of her. The teeth don't look as bad, especially since there's no food in it, and
yes.
Like she doesn't have that black thing in there. But still, I mean. 3.
Yeah, I'm gonna raise it to a 3 for this pick because I could kind of say, and I'm gonna say 3 on a lot of Adderall also as well.
Yeah, the drugs don't change it. She's a 3 all day.
Okay. Fair enough. It's a 3. All right, now let's get to some body. Let's talk body.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's zoom in on here.
Not
now,
that bad.
This is not that. Yeah. Now, hold on a minute. I like that she has slightly bigger breasts than Samuel Bankman-Fried.
Right.
They're probably not as perky, but you know what? They don't look bad. I like the waist. I like the shoulder to hip ratio. I'm a little surprised on this one, I have to say. And also, will you put the other one where she's sitting down, Mike? Yes. Okay. Now, I remember this one from the interview. And this is
this one,
where
her face looks awful on.
That's right. But I did notice. Yeah, I noticed the legs. And I could tell you what. I could see being whacked out on Adderall. And go back to the other picture. Not that one, the other body one. Now, she's got some, and you decorate her head with lights or whatever they did here. I like
sure.
that.
Sure. If you're dude. Whacked out on Adderall, you're at the Bahamas, you know, swinger mansion.
Yeah.
And that's bent over a couch. That's a five.
I think I would be able to do a face to face.
Yeah,
I think I
really?
Would do a face-to-face, full eye contact, whacked out on Adderall.
She would you kiss her on her the mouth?
If she has her head decorated with pretty lights, because I notice it softens her face, the decorating her head with lights. It takes a lot of the edge off. I'll bet that helps a lot. Okay? You whacked out on Adderall. And then check out. Let's just zoom down a little bit and check out what we got working here. This is not bad. It's not bad.
But are you kissing, if you're face-to-face, fucking this chick, are you
now
kissing her on the mouth?
Now look at this shot. There's no head in it at all. And you know what? I'm going to say I'm giving this like a 5 or 6, dude.
On Adderall, that's a 6.
About 5, I guess, with that. I'll give it a 5.
I'm going 4.
You're going 4? Well, you've been to Brazil a lot.
When you go to Brazil, I was at Colombia before that. That's a 4.
Yeah. You got to understand these are Brazilian numbers, and you're more than absolutely right. What are you saying, Steve, on body? Look at what the head out.
I'm an American, and this may surprise you, but my passport status is currently in question.
What?
So I've not been able to travel to Brazil. Yeah, I went to go cover Julian Assange's trial in London in February 2020. And when I went to go renew my passport, they were like, "Yeah, no, but you
dude,
can make
what?
An appointment."
You didn't tell me that. Am I on a list? Am I on a list because you came
you
to the show?
You do a show with Jimmy Dore. You're already
I
on
know,
a list.
I know. Yeah, I know. You know Ben Avery from Who's the Tim Dillon Show?
Yeah.
He told me. I didn't know this, but you know you can get documents. CIA will put like some declassified documents up or something they have to, and you can go download them from there. And Ben did that. And then someone told him, dude, you never, ever do that. Because you're going to be on something of like, why would you actually do this? And he said during the pandemic, he got COVID really bad. He was just fucking around on Twitter writing stupid stuff like, I need my diaper changed or like, I was trying to understand it because it was so bizarre, he told me. And he gets a text from the FBI like, you have to call back. And got a wellness check from cops. Because he was just tweeting a lot of dumb shit. It wasn't even political. And you were exhibiting something as a wellness check because you're being like odd on Twitter. And he's telling me this. I'm like, isn't that the default thing of Twitter?
Right. Right.
Anyway, I think he got on a list from doing that. And then they're going to keep an eye on you. Okay. So. I gave her 3 for face. I'm giving her a 6, an Adderall 6 for this body. I'm actually surprised. Again, the legs. Oh my God. She looks like Wendell, this character Kyle Dunnigan does. I just realized looking at her. She looks like if Wendell was a girl. Oh my God.
She might be surprisingly packing a wagon.
I think she is. And I honestly, let's say she is. Let's say she's got a decent turtle pond, dude. With that goofy face, I bet you. If I was zipped up on amphetamines, that would like turn me on more. The dichotomy between
the goofy face, yeah, and the
like
fucking
a goofy head on top. There's something that is kind of hot. Now I don't like this picture at all.
Right, right. That's yeah.
I get some the Christmas light. She should have Christmas lights on her head.
At all times.
Look at this. Go down. Show the face again. Mike, just scroll it down. Look at that. There's something that it's doing something for her.
You're not wrong.
So what are you going to give an overall sexiness? And I'm going to let's say this picture.
I mean, overall. Boston's
tabulating his score carefully.
Overall, like a 4.5. But on Adderall, that jumps up a point to a 5.5.
I'm giving her an overall Adderall 5 because I'll bet you she was the best dumper in the house. I'll bet you.
100%.
All right, so I'm looking at my scoreboard here. I'm going to give her a 6 because I'm thinking that she also might have a Bitcoin hiding somewhere that she can give me for giving her some good, you know, sex.
Oh, that's
appeal.
A fantastic. I didn't even think of that, dude.
And plus that's the reason why. That's what makes these people sexier is the fact that they might have.
We're not even including if we were including money, she'd be way hotter.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna give her an Adderall 5, and I'll bet you that goes up to a 6 or 7 when you're actually in the house of those 10 nerds who infest it like tribbles.
100%.
I'm gonna have to play this game next week. I'll do it again with Justin. We're gonna do some Are You Hots because this is a good fucking game, and I thought you guys did a great job judging too.
Thank you.
That was just a impromptu thing, but I was so inspired by that singer and also by the original Are You Hot, like the professionalism of Lorenzo Lamas and that other guy. What's her name?
Fantastic.
I was gonna make fun of it, but they came to play ball and do a real contest, and I think they did. I think we did here today. So. Great
I gotta
job,
tell you
guys.
Something about Lorenzo Lama's daughter. I used to wait on her at this place called Stanley's. I used to work out in the valley. You know Stanley's. Everybody knows Stanley's. And she was pretty cool. Like she wasn't as like a pretentious little shit. Like I thought.
Was she as hot as her parents?
She was pretty hot. She was
she
young.
The curse of two hot parents and the kids not hot.
She was pretty cool. I got to give it up. Like she's definitely a lot better than David Caruso.
You met David Caruso?
Oh, that fucking prick.
I've heard that about him before.
He's totally.
You know, people with red hair are extra sensitive, so I think you should take that into account.
I did. I went quickly for his food. Especially redheaded Italian guys, you know what I'm saying? They're very rare.
Yeah. It's like all the worst parts of a redheaded Irish guy because they're Italian. look, we all know Santino. He's a good friend. It's fine. I'm trying to think of a redheaded Italian guy. He's the only one that came to mind.
No, we were both inspired by a redheaded Italian guy to start our shows. So,
is that right? Yeah.
Ron Placone. So, I mean, you know, you got to give it all.
Ron Placone was a redheaded guy. I forgot.
Credit Ron and Sam Tripoli for my show. I love Sammy. Fucking weirdo.
Come on. I don't need in trouble with the Armenians again, dude. I had a whole thing.
Oh, did you?
Sam came on to talk Armenian cooldowns with me. Like,
down. Did you have to get the sweatsuits and the chains out?
We each put on a tracksuit. We sat down.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you guys want to promote? I'm forgetting the name of the show because I got high for this. But
AM Wake Up is one of them. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kurt likes to come on. We'll get him on again soon. I have the Combo Couch, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 a.m. 12 noon Pacific time to about 2-ish. So, yeah.
I have a show on Sundays called Slow News Day. And then I have a show on Thursday nights, called Blunt Force Wisdom that I do with my friend Sugar, where we get high as giraffe pussy and just fucking talk mad shit.
You get high what?
As giraffe pussy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty high. If you look up at a draft, that thing is all.
Dude, you know George Perez's comic? He was like, man, I'm high as the dick of an eagle.
Okay. So eagle dick high is pretty fucking high, bro. That's
you're a poet, George. I said, thanks for coming on. Also, Steve, last minute, that I appreciate that because I was like, I needed to get somebody else and he got you then. It was awesome. Come back on, guys, because I'm definitely doing this game again with somebody. Are You Hot? It was a great game and it's great to. It's actually like really fun to do to the FTX people. I wish I knew more of the nerds in the house to do that with them.
But I'll send you some stuff.
I feel like it was doing good doing it, to be honest with you. All right, this can't get right. I'm going to be, I don't know when this is coming up, but I'm going to be in Austin, Texas at the 25th through, I want to say 28th at Creek in the Cave, and then I'm on Rogan on 28th. And then I got to go on the 29th.
You going on a show or are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I got like a, you know, I'm doing a comedy thing there. I booked that after so I could do it all together, you know?
Yeah.
But really, I want to go there because he's showing me how to do kettlebells because I got all bingy of my my little, you know, hikes and what have yous and, you know, pumping, like, I don't want to say pumping iron like that, but I don't know what the better way to say it is. But anyway, then I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, but I think 29th through the 3rd or something. It's on my, go on Instagram, you'll find it. All right, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I can't get right, because I can't get right. Yeah, you're listening to Can't Get Right.